There's a fascinating tshuva from the Ksav Sefer regarding the chiyuv to be mechabed your parent and the chiyuv to be mechabed your Rebbe in a case where the child is going to suffer a financial loss. And the question being discussed over there is, in Yeridea, Simikuf Zayin, whether the child could take the parent to a din Torah, or is this a lack of kibud avaim, perhaps it's a bezoyin avaim. And we know, says the Ksav Sefer, that there's a posik Orur makla ova ve'imoi, that aside for the general chiyuv to mechabed your parent, there's an isser to be mevazeh the parent. There's an orur, a curse, that comes upon a person who is mevazeh the parent, who degrades the parent, and therefore the question is, does that therefore mean that the son has to suffer a significant financial loss to avoid the bezoyin that is going to be caused to the parent if you, let's say, take him to a din Torah? That is the question discussed in the Ksav Sefer. And the first thing that the Ksav Sefer mentions is L'chayra. There is a machlekes in Mesachas Kedushin whether the chiv of Kibud Av Ve'Em is Mishel Ha'av or Mishel Ha'ben, which means there's a machlekes who has to pay for, let's say, medical treatment that the parent has to undergo. The child certainly has to ensure that the parent is taken care of. He has to provide medical treatment for him. And the question is, who pays for it? Who pays for it? Does it come from the parent's bank account, or does the child have to shell out his own money to care for his parent? So this is a machlokes in the Gemara and Kedushin, and the way we paskin is that it's Mishel Ha'av, that the child doesn't have to spend his own money. The money comes from the parent's bank account. The chiv to provide for the parent is only Mishel Ha'av, even though you have to make sure that the treatment is taken care of. Nonetheless, you don't have to be the one paying it from your own money. It comes from the money of the parent. As I state in Gemara, that's the halacha, it's machlekes, but that's the way we paskin. Therefore, one should argue that I don't have to undergo a financial loss in order to be mechabed my parent. It's Mishel Ha'av. And therefore, if the parent, let's say, gets into a dispute with me and he owes me a significant amount of money he's not paying up, that's a financial loss. I'm not mechuyev to be mechabed my parent when it comes to a monetary loss. The chiv is Mishel Ha'av, and therefore, says the Ksav Sefer, perhaps I should be allowed to take my parent to a din Torah. Zok the Ksav Sefer L'chayra, this question should be tully in a very important machlokes between the Rambam and the Ri. What's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ri? So the Gemara discusses the scope, and the Gemara discusses the extent of the chiv of Kibud Av Ve'Em. The Gemara says, even if the parent takes an arnike in front of the child and throws it into the sea, says the Gemara, the child has to remain silent. He can't be mevazeh the parent. He can't object, because the chiv of Kibud Av Ve'Em even extends to this case where the parent is doing something so ridiculous as taking an arnike and just disposing of it and discarding it. As I state in Gemara, now the question that is the subject of a machlekes rishonim is, what's pashut pshat in the Gemara? Whose arnike is it that the parent is chucking into the water? Is the parent chucking his own arnike into the water, or he's chucking the arnike of the child? So this is a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam brings down from the Ri, who holds that the arnike being discussed in the Gemara is the arnike of the parent. It's the arnike of the parent. Zok the Ri, the arnike is of the parent because when it comes to the chiyuv of kibud av ve'em and the isser of orur makla ova ve'imoi, it doesn't apply if the child is going to suffer a financial loss. The chiv is Mishel Ha'av. And therefore, if the parent is taking the child's arnike and throwing it into the yam, the child doesn't have a chiv of kibud av ve'em. The child could object. He doesn't have to remain silent, because he doesn't have to suffer this loss of the parent disposing of his arnike. So Elamai is talking about the arnike of the parent. So why is there a concern for the child? Because he's not going to be able to yarshin this arnike. He wants to yarshin it, and the parent is disposing of it, so that's why the child is upset, and nevertheless, the Gemara is saying that he has to remain silent, he can't be mevaz the parent. However, if it's the arnike of the child, Zok the Ri, the parent is not allowed to do this, and the child could object. He doesn't have to mechabed the parent, because the chiyuv of kibud av ve'em is Mishel Ha'av. However, the Rambam learns that the case in the Gemara is the parent is taking the arnike of the child. The parent is taking the arnike of the kid, throwing it into the yam, and nonetheless, the Gemara is saying that the child is not allowed to mevaz the parent, he's not allowed to object, he's not allowed to yell at him, he's not allowed to scream at him to prevent him from doing so. Why? Because it's a chiv of kibud av ve'em. Zok the tour. What's the Hezbra Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ri? The Hezbra Machlekes is, do we say that this that we have a Gemara that says that the Chiv of Kibud Av Ha'Em is Mishel Ha'Av, that it comes from the parents' money, the child doesn't have to suffer a financial loss to honor his parents. Does that only pertain to the mitzvah of Kibud? Or does this halacha, that it's Mishel Ha'av, extend even to the din of Bizoyin Ha'av, to the din of Orur Makla of Vi'imoy, the din not to degrade or disrespect your parent? Does the din, that it's Mishel Ha'av, even apply to this Isser of Orur Makla of Vi'imoy? This is the Hezbra Machlekes in the Rambam and the Ri. The Ri hold that no, even when it comes to the din of Orur Makla of Vi'imoy, the din is Mishel Ha'av, the parent has no right to ruin the child's money, and therefore, it's the child's arnike. The kid could protest, even though we have an isser of Orur Makla of Vi'ima. Nevertheless, you can't throw my arnike into the yam. I could object if you want to do so. However, the Rambam holds that no, that which we have a dispensation, that it's Mishel Ha'av, that only applies, says the Rambam, in a case of kibud. When it comes to kibud av aim, we have this din that it's only Mishel Ha'av. However, when we're talking about the din of Orur Makla of Ve'imoy, we're talking about Bizoyin Ha'av, we're talking about shaming the parent, we're talking about humiliating the parent, over there we find no dispensation. Over there, the Chiv even entails the child suffering a financial loss, a hefsin moment, in order to avoid Orur Makla of Ve'imoy. Mamela, says the Ksas Sefer, L'chayra, this should be a nafkamina in our case. If you want to take your parent to a din Torah, and usually the taking of the parent or the Rebbe to a din Torah would entail a degree of bezoin for the parent, perhaps we should say that it depends on the shaila. If your parent owes you a significant amount of money, it's going to be hefsin mamon. Do we say Mishel Ha'av? Or do we say no? Over here it's Orur Makla of Vima, there's no din of Mishel Ha'av. L'charit should be told in the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Tur. However, Zok Tiksav Sefer, L'chayra, one could medayik from the Rambam that even though the Rambam Shita is that there is no heter for Kibud Av Ha'Em when we're talking about Orur Makla of Ve'imoy, even by a hefsin mamon, and even if the child is going to suffer a loss, he's not allowed to be mevaz of the parent. L'maisa it's medui from the Rambam, says the Ksef Sefer, that you could in fact take your parent or your Rebbe to a din Torah in certain circumstances, because the Rambam talks about a case where they are disputing something in Beis Din, and the Rambam says that when the parent has a shvua that he has to take a Beis Din to the kid, so he shouldn't take a shvua with ha'ala. He shouldn't take a shvua with the ala because such a stringent shvua shouldn't be taken from the father to the son. It's mashma that the very nature of having them dispute something in Beis Din is not something the Rambam holds is asur. And it's just that the ala that comes along with the shvua that takes place in Beis Din, that shouldn't be done if it's the parent making the shvua to the child. Now what would be the pshat in this? L'chayra, the Rambam l'shitosa should hold that it's asur to take a parent to the Torah because it's a bezayin. Zok Tiksav Sefer, one of two things. Either we could say that since when the father took money from the child and the child feels that the parents owes him a lot of money, the perception of the child is that the father is a ganef, he's a rasha. And when you have a rasha as a parent, there's no chiv of kibud av aim. So perhaps that's the heter for the child to take the parent to the Torah if he feels that he owes him a lot of money and is not paying up, because he perceives the father as being a rasha, where you don't have the chiv of kibud av aim. That's one mahalach. Or, says the Ksef Sefer, maybe, in fact, it's possible to take the parent to a din Torah in a way where it won't cause the father a bezayin. It won't humiliate the father. You do it in a respectful way. And perhaps there's a mahalach of taking the parent to a din Torah and avoiding the bezayin that is going to be caused to the parent through this process, and therefore perhaps that's the case of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that you could bring him to the Torah, it's just that you don't make a shvua with the Allah when you have a father making the shvua to the son. But akapanim, this is the discussion, a fascinating shiloh in the Ksav Sefer regarding the chiyuv of kibud av aim.